Hello. Hello, is this police? Yes, I'd like to report a Dicknado.
Have you ever heard of a flesh flute?
No.
It may seem like a biblical story, but it is raining cats and dogs.
I heard all this meowing and barking, and when I went outside my house, there were animals falling from the sky.
I am not staying here when there is a voluntary evacuation.
What's the government afraid of us seeing?
Why does the media celebrate the anniversary of 9/11?
I know how to properly court a woman. In fact, this might ruin the surprise, but I was going to wait until you were asleep to rape you.
Tomorrow, astronomers will announce that the sun is gay.
What?
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Tabernacle! Oh, pardon my French.
Some of the anti-abortion people use Beethoven as an example. What if he were aborted? But none of the people that say that actually own a Beethoven recording.
Shit happens.
So does piss.
I know this storm is coming this way. Maybe once one of us.
Have you ever had an out-of-body experience?
I would much rather have an in-your-body experience.
Oh, birds of a feather flock together.
I don't think so. Male birds have brighter and more colorful plumage. If your statement were true, then there'd be gender-based flocks.
If high cinema is art, nudity should be part of it. Nudity shouldn't be seen as something that takes away value. No. Nudity can evoke admiration. Ooh.
Only artists should edit art. Notice how I said edit and not censor.
You're only being good because you can't be bad.
That reporter just said each person must take care of their own garbage. Each is singular. There is plural. It's basic grammar. Don't combine past and present or singular and plural.
Welcome to the Grunt Free Press podcast. This is episode 103. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. And we're going to try something different this week. Well, a couple things different, because as you can tell, once again, I'm pressed up, right up against the microphone this time. Guests in the house, family in the house. Yeah, just once again, prisoner in my own home. Gotta be quiet, little kids, all that shit. So, people sleeping will get fucking pissed off if I start fucking yelling and whatever. So, there we go. But still, I still want you to go to gruntfreepress.com. That much hasn't changed. But for the show this week, we're gonna do a little bit of story time here. So, this is Grunt Free Press presents story time from a small shitty room that I don't know. So just settle in, grab a nice warm cup of Drano. I don't know, maybe play with your balls a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what you do when you listen to this normally, but it's going to get a little, this is like Grunt Free Press after dark. Something like that. I just want to share a tale as I try to keep my voice down here. Share a little story. I mean, most of it's true. As told by the author. But the storyteller, but you could be an unreliable narrator. I don't know. I want to tell the story of what went down almost immediately after I recorded the show last week, because yeah, it's been a fucking shit show pretty much. I'll warn the faint of heart here. It's really not that interesting, really. I mean, it's just kind of a series of, PC problems, PC gaming mishaps, and that type of bullshit. I mean, it's just fucking like one problem after the other, more or less. So that's the theme of the story for this evening. The moral, if you will. I mean, PC gaming, trying to get games to run on a fucking PC. Still a pretty fucked up process. A novel, I guess. Colon by Absolute Deicide. So, So now once upon a time, there was a little boy named A. Deicide. We'll say that. That's two on the nose. Let's call him Absolute D. And yeah, all he wanted to do was play some video games. So, but one dark and stormy night, I mean, these little gremlins just crawled into every game that he tried to play, and it made him quite angry. And even now, trying to recall this harrowing tale, still angry, but I can't raise my voice. So that's where we're gonna go with this mumbly, shitty, whispery face up in the mic format once again. So yeah, I'm just gonna give you the breakdown of games I wanted to play this week right off the bat. I mean, we're gonna break down the problems that I ran into one by one as I tried to play them. Once again, these are all PC games, as you can tell, as you can guess. Then if we have time, and I haven't had a fucking aneurysm yet, or again, if somebody doesn't fucking burst into the fucking room like the Kool-Aid Man, which has happened like several times, I'm not even gonna get into it right now. Nothing. I mean, just fucking whatever. Just people was bursting in and out of my fucking room, kind of ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, if we have time, then we'll talk about the actual games that I played. If that sounds good. If not, too bad. I mean, it's the best I can do this week. I was fucking even trying to find a spot like fucking yesterday. I'm like, fucking, oh man, if I can just get like a little bit of time, like an hour or so to myself, I'll just fucking do it then, like normal, like a normal person. But yeah, that didn't happen. So here we go. Again, I apologize for this fucking garbage, fucking whispery, fucking shit. But yeah, so all right, so the fucking, I mean, the mainstay, I mean, the game I keep coming back to fucking regularly that I'm addicted to, I just fucking keep going back and playing it. It's my fucking, again, what do I want to play? I don't know, fucking Friday the 13th, I mean, that's the one. That's what we're going to talk about first. Then we get, you know, Siberia 2. Kind of dabbled into, and Deadly Premonition. I played a lot. I played a lot of the game of trying to get that thing to work. So that's probably going to be the main focus. So that's what's on the my little list here. Those are the main ones. I mean, pretty good lineup, right? I mean, pretty diverse. Everybody likes that word, diverse, and fucking. Both gameplay and when they came out, you know, like it's just different eras, different years, older, newer games, like all that. Yeah, and again, we love diversity on the show, all on PC. So yeah, all the games I was trying to play were on PC, and they're all fucked up one way or another. So sometimes in the same ways, multiple games fucked up in more or less the same way. If you'll follow me here on this little journey. So yeah, if we want to throw like that game, Get Even, that I played last week, you know, if we want to throw that in there too in the mix, I mean, that's kind of cheating a little bit because it's saying just fucking games I played this week, but that started it off pretty much. You know, I was talking about it as I was playing that, talking about how it crashed a few times. I mean, like as I was playing it, you know, hard crashing, blue screen of death, like that type of shit. Like fucking, yeah. I mean, that was kind of bad playing that, but I mean, I just like whatever. It's just fucking. That's just like hard crashing. Just the game's like whatever the fuck. Unoptimized. That just happened. But again, I just rebooted the game and got through it, and you know, played through it. I reviewed it, by the way. It's up on gruntfreepress.com. But yeah, hot on the heels of that, I was playing. I'm playing Friday the 13th, and I mean, yeah, I mean that game in general it's had its problems. I mean, but mostly just like, you know, exploits that people are doing to whatever get out of the map, and like bugs and that type of shit. You know, which they, you know, and they've been doing a decent job of like fixing that type of stuff. Just, you know, it's the usual. I mean, I hate to say like the usual, but stuff that you expect, especially in like multiplayer games, like there's always going to be garbage like that people kind of find. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, they fucked with they fucked with all the maps, so it's not so like easy to like clip through like rocks and that type of shit. And you know, again, people like trying to hide off the map, so Jason can't get him and that type of thing. Yeah, I mean, they started doing that, and they made like all the paths that you walk on kind of like narrower. You know what I mean? So it's not like you're out in the middle of nowhere and a bunch of garbage is going to happen. And recently they boarded up like a bunch of the windows in the cabins that you could go into and out of, you know, as Jason's trying to get you. You know what I mean? So it's like before it was like almost every window would be open, so it'd always be this game of like counselors constantly jumping in and out of the window and just being a pain in the ass type of thing. So it's like, you know, as Jason's, you can't go through the window. You gotta like go around the entire cabin. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's just like, oh, I'll just keep jumping in and out and all that crap. That was kind of gay. So yeah, so they fixed that up. I mean, they said they just boarded up a bunch of them, so you can't go through them. Yeah, like that type of shit. I mean, again, it's an online game. It probably takes millions of people playing the game for like hours and hours before that type of stuff pops up. Some of it, I already, again, some of it, I played the beta and like right away, I'm like, yeah, that sucks that people can do that. But again, they're fixing it. This step by step type of deal. Or again, like the actual like bugs. I mean, like gameplay. I mean, not gameplay, just like programming bugs from the game, like crashing or any of that. That has happened in Friday the 13th a little bit, but I mean, if it crashed, it was usually just like, you know, the game closes down, it goes to the desktop, and then you can just like whatever, open the game again, you play it, like whatever. You might lose progress from like one game, but I mean, that's not that big of a deal. I mean, that does suck, don't get me wrong, but it's like, hey, it's just like whatever. It's, again, you just fucking boot the game up again and play. until last week anyway. I mean, I'm playing, it starts like crashing, like the game was Friday the 13th, like it was like hard crashing, not like fucking blue screen of death crashing, not like get even, that type of thing, but it would just like completely like freeze. The game would be like freezing, like you just play and then it just like stopped and it froze, and the PC, like the PC wasn't frozen or anything like that. I mean, I could like alt tab and, you know, go find other stuff open. I could tab over to it. Or you do like the Windows X and you bring up the little menu and it's like, all right, I can still go to like the task manager, like that all opens and, you know, should be able to close the game down. Right. But nope, wrong, you can't do that. Like, you know, you just go to the task manager. It's like, oh, Friday the 13th running, close it, and nope, just stays open and fills up the entire screen type of deal. Won't shut down. It's just, you know, just sitting there on your main screen. It takes up like, you know, three quarters of the desktop, like completely, and just like, I can't see my mouse or anything like that. It's just like, dude, can't open anything else up either. It's not like, it's running, I'll just do other shit. But it's like, dude, you can't do anything. So, I mean, the only thing, literally the only thing I could do is, control, alt, delete, and restart the entire computer. And yeah, I mean, that's a fucking pain in the ass. And the game is doing it like consistently, like every five or six games, about an hour and a half of playing. It's just like, you know, I'm playing just like, oh, I'm about due for a crash. It hasn't crashed in like an hour and a half type of deal. And sure enough, you know, it would crash or, you know, do that freeze up bullshit every time. Like, it was just like, again, consistent. Like, I know if I play long enough, this is going to happen. Yeah, I mean, and the sad thing about that too, like, you know, just to show you like how common this and the bullshit is, like that, you know, how many times I've gone through that type of thing. As it was happening, I'm thinking like, all right, we just get like these consistent crashes, you know, after playing the game for so long. But it kind of seems random, but it's not, because I can guarantee it's gonna crash after so long. So yeah, I was just thinking like, oh, that must be a memory leak, you know. It's like, you know, again, something I've heard a million times. It's just like, oh, that happens. And then, like, it's like, oh, the problem is there's a memory leak. So, exactly what a memory leak is, or how you're supposed to fix it. I mean, I have no fucking idea. I have no clue. I think it has something to do with the game. The game is constantly storing information into like RAM or something like that. You know, like just into the memory of the game or the memory of the computer. It's not something like that. It's just like, you know, the data the game's like pumping out, just it's just like building up and building up and building up. And yeah, then like it doesn't go anywhere until eventually you just run out of memory, like whatever whatever the fuck, like the RAM, you know what I mean, where this store is supposed to just be in, you know, data going in and out of that, but it's not going anywhere, just building until like eventually the game just like freaks out when it shuts down or freezes up, you know, like in the case of Friday the 13th. And yeah, I mean, I could very well be like talking out of my ass about that again, but this is how I understand it anyway. But yeah, but again, I just know that's like a guaranteed crash if you keep playing it long enough, type of deal. So that's what I thought it was. Again, what I could do about it, I don't know. Nothing. I don't think there's anything on your end you can do. That's like a programming thing. Yeah, and then sure enough, I mean, I get an email from Gun Media, and the guys who made the game, not directly to me, obviously, just from like whatever, like the Kickstarter backers or like whatever it was, people who signed up or their newsletter, whatever the fuck. Anyway, so I get an email from those guys saying like, oh, you know, hey guys, you know, the last patch we put out. Yeah, I might have crashed, you know, might have caused some new bugs there, including like a memory leak issue that makes the game crash. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's like in the email. So I'm like, oh, yeah, you don't say, huh? Just, I mean, I thought it was kind of funny. Then they put out another patch to fix that, apparently. And yeah, it's the one that brought like the other little fixes, like the boarding up the windows and all that. But yeah, but since the newest patch, it hasn't happened since then, so maybe fixed. I don't know. We'll see. But that was that one. That was the Friday the 13th memory leak. That was the problem. So again, hopefully that's fixed. Nothing I did to fuck around with it. It was just kind of standard game problems, I guess. Yeah, then I'm playing Siberia 2. You know, when I played the first game, I mean, I had no problems with it. It was just like a pretty simple game. It's just like an adventure game or whatever. You figure it'd be fine. Just the first Siberia, I booted it up and yeah, just played perfectly. Right out, you know, no fixes, no little patches, nothing like that. Just played. Played through it and just didn't foresee. I'm like, all right, well, the second one's almost the same type of game. Like, I don't think it's really that different. Just, you know, different story almost. It's kind of looks the same more or less. And just, yeah, so I thought it'd be fine. Boot up Siberia 2. Yeah, I was wrong about that. It's not too bad. I had some problems with that too. Just, you know, I started up and immediately just, I start getting pissed off because all the dialogue, the voice acting, the spoken dialogue in the game is—it's getting cut off at the end. Just like, you know, just middle of a sentence, last couple words every time, just cut off. You know what I mean? Just yeah. It's just, I mean, the game is almost entirely like story and dialogue. Like, that's like the, you know, it's an adventure game. It's just, you know, you're clicking around, and then it's most of it while you're playing is the story and, you know, the dialogue and shit. So yeah, there's no way in hell I was going to be able to play through it like that with not being able to hear the end of every sentence. So, yeah, it's pretty much unplayable if you can't understand what the fuck people are saying, more or less. So I check out the Steam discussions, you know, our good old friend, you know, Community Hub discussions for Siberia 2. And it's like, yeah, let's see if there's a fix for that. you know, I guess it's a known issue. I mean, it's not, again, I always get worried. I should probably stop getting worried at this point. That I'm like, I did something to my computer. It's something to my computer to fuck it up. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a huge problem. But yeah, yeah. Again, it wasn't that hard to find on the forum. Just the problem is once again, it's something I've seen before. That's what kind of drives me nuts. Is fucking again. It's like, you know, Friday the 13th. It's just like, I've seen this before. Again, Siberia. Not necessarily like the dialogue cutting off. That was kind of weird. Like, yeah, I'd never seen that before, but. Yeah, apparently that was happening because the game is running too fast. You know, it's an older game. Well, it's not really, I guess it is an older game. It was like an original Xbox game. I don't consider that really that old, but I'm old. I guess that comes with the territory, but yeah, just apparently that was happening because the game itself is running too fast and you got to cap the frame rate. You know, just like the dialogue's running too fast, whatever. So I'm just like reading that. I'm like, all right, I've done this before. I'm pretty sure that was an easy thing to fix if I remember correctly. And again, just going through the forum and then the links and all that. There's a bunch of links in the discussions for how to fix it. And it's just a bunch of different programs you can do it with. You know, just, I'll try this program and. Half the links I'm clicking on, it's like, oh, just, it doesn't go anywhere. The links are broken. Like, it's like, oh, that's awesome. You know, again, the game's kind of old. I mean, it's probably been on Steam for a little bit, but, just kind of gay. It's just fucking all, oh yeah, try this, you know, download this and fucking the links are all broken. They don't go anywhere. So yeah, I start Googling, frame rate limiter, Windows 10, something like that. Again, it's something I've done. I couldn't remember what the name of the program I used to do that was. I'm just like, all right, I'm just going. It's probably all the same thing. Pretty simple thing to limit the frame rate, kind of, I assume. So yeah, the one that keeps popping up, I mean, in like Google and in those threads were this program called NVIDIA Computer Inspector or something like that. So, yeah, again, I'm just through Google or whatever. I'm just clicking on the search results, and once again, even through like Google, you know, just a lot of like dead links and or like old articles or, you know, like from like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, is like, you know, telling you how to do that, or you know, they always give you like shady looking downloads. You know, I wasn't gonna fuck with those, like whatever, like CNET, and like CNET's like pretty bad. I tried doing that, or like SoftPedia, that's another one. It's like every time, like, you know, it's always like, oh yeah, just download it here, and then like every time it's just like a million like whatever add-ons and garbage you don't want. Half the time it comes up as like a virus and all that. I'm just like, nah, I'm not gonna do that. So, but I find something eventually. If, you know, I find it to download from some site and get it and install it and run it. And yeah, it's just like the main program of this thing, the NVIDIA Computer Inspector, whatever. Opening up, and the main screen is just showing me information about my PC. It's, you know, just the PC you're using, just like, you know, CPU speed, fan speed, like temperature, like that type of thing. Just like a real time, like a real time diagram or whatever. Just, you know, list of like whatever what all that shit is that's going on. But I mean, there's nothing about like frame rate that I can find, or like, I'm like, all right, well, how do I limit, you know, where's the frame rate limiter? Like the one simple thing I want to do, I can't find on here. So yeah, I go through again, going through Googling again, like, how do I use this fucking thing? And yeah, I find one of those old articles from like 2005 and, you know, PC Gamer, some garbage. And you know, yeah, it's like, all right, well, you have to like right click one of the buttons to bring up this like this super secret menu in the program, and you know, you get a right click and then like pick something and just as soon as you do that to like change it or whatever, it's just like this giant warning pops up. giant like warning box pops up on the screen saying like, oh, you know, if you change anything in this menu, it's like you can potentially do permanent damage to your PC. You know, proceed with caution. The makers of the software accept no responsibility for what's about to happen. Like that type of thing. And just like, you know, geez Louise, I probably could have just done it. probably just could have done it that way. I mean, I was like thinking like, yeah, I could probably just skip through that. Yeah. Okay. Accept and just, you know, do the frame rate limiter that way. Like, I'm sure it would have been fine. You know what I mean? It's fucking just, they probably just put all that crap in there. It's just the fact that that secret menu thing kind of bugged me out of just like, you know, it's not like a button that you know, it's not just a left click a button. It's like a button for something else. You had to like a right click and then like some weird thing. I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. I'm using like cheat codes to this thing that's, you know, and they're warning me to kind of like fuck up my computer. I'm just like, I don't know. And I was, you know, just thinking like, dude, I know I did this and it was way simpler. I didn't have to go through this garbage. You know, it was way easier. It wasn't nearly as scary the last time I had to do it, but yeah, it was just like, dude, I just couldn't for the life of me. I couldn't remember what, what the program was that I used. So, yeah, what I ended up doing is I'm like, dude, I know that I did it. Is it was for, pretty sure it was for Call of Cthulhu when I was playing that on PC again. That was all screwed up. I think the same thing, like it kept like crashing every couple minutes or whatever, and just like again going through the discussions there, it's like, oh, I need like the frame rate limiter. But it's like, I know I figured it out then, and it was way easier. And I know that, like, in the actual review for Call of Cthulhu, I wrote down, like, detailed instructions on how to get that game to work, you know, just because you had to. It's like, no, it's like, for this to even, like, function, you have to use this thing. So it's just, like, in patches and all that. But I know, like, one of the things I made sure I, like, put a link to was, like, oh, yeah, I use this frame rate limiter. This is the step-by-step how I get this to work. So the program's called Bandicam anyway, and Bandicam, Bandicam, and Bandicam is your fucking best friend. You know, if you run into this bullshit, because yeah, rather than going through what I just described there, I mean, it's just like, you know, free. Obviously, it's free, just a program, super simple to use, just open it up and run it, and there's just a little one of the menus just says, hey, you want to limit your frame rate? Pretty much. I mean, you know, what do you want to set the frames per second on there? You know, do you want to set up like a hotkey to toggle it on and off? Yes or no, like that type of thing. Little check boxes and just like a real simple menu type of deal. Yeah, this is fucking, it's just like, oh, open it up, run it, and it just works. You know, it's just no bullshit, no screwing around, just real simple and easy. Yeah, then there's also, you know, it's a bunch of things on there too. I mean, you can actually use it to like record and, you know, record videos and all that. Pretty much works as like, you know, or like, you know, works as like Steam or anything like that, like the old like Xbox button, like that type of video capture stuff. You can just do it for anything, you know what I mean? It seems pretty cool. I don't know. Yeah, Bandicam's cool. They're not paying me for that either. Just heads up, it's just spreading the good word. So I mean, yeah, there's also an option on there. You can show like the frame rate and, you know, as you're playing, just like as an overlay on the screen type of deal. And just for fun, it's like, all right, I'll leave it on. I just want to see what it, you know, with, you know, you can toggle it on and off type of deal, the frame rate limiter. So I'm like, all right, let's just see. I want to see what happens if I play it like without the frame rate on versus, you know, with it, you know, capped at like 60 frames a second or whatever. So I'm playing like Siberia 2 and just like, all right, toggle it off as I'm playing. And yeah, the game's running at like 4,000 frames a second or something like that. Which would be great if, you know, if I was in like the competitive, MLG, Siberia 2 deathmatch community. But yeah, it's just, yeah, I just want to play the game with the dialogue not getting cut off. So Just cap it at 60 frames a second, and the game works fine. The dialogue doesn't get cut off. It's fine. So, yeah, I mean, that was a successful fix, too. And, again, that wasn't too bad. Just, you know, trying to get to that. Just, like, what do I have to use to do this? I know what I have to do type of deal. Just get the right program to help out with that. So, once again, Bandicam, thumbs up. You make a great product. And they are your friend when... I know that everybody runs into that problem. I have to cap my frame rate. How do I do it? That's the way. And then finally, we get a Deadly Premonition, and oh boy. I mean, that game, Deadly Premonition, it's fucking pretty legendarily fucked up on the PCs. It's pretty bad. Really, really broken, just disaster of a game, like real bad port type of deal. And you may be thinking, like, you know, why don't you just play it on the 360 then, you fucking retard? Because, yeah, when I first played it, I played it on the 360, and it works perfectly fine. Like, I didn't have any problems like that, like no, like, real technical issues, and I don't think it ever crashed, nothing like that. It just worked. No problems with it before, and, you know, and I own it. Like, I know where it is. It's just like I could just hooked up the 360 and played it. You might have me there. I mean, where to begin with this fucking game? Trying to get it to run on the PC. I don't know. You might want to just settle in. I mean, get like extra comfortable for this one. Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. I'm going to get a nice cup of cocoa, and I'll be back. Joining us, story time, and quiet times. It's quiet story time is what it is. So, So it was just, you were thinking, I know, just, you know, why didn't you just play the 360 version of Deadly Premonition? Way easier. Probably would have been fine. Definitely would have been fine. So, and, you know, in my defense for trying to play the PC version, I knew it was going to be a train wreck and a disaster to get run. I mean, to get running. I was just thinking, like, you know, it's an old game. You know what I mean? It's been on PC forever. Surely there had to be like a bunch of patches and fixes and all that to get it running, as most games do. Most PC games do. I mean, eventually they get patched, like fan patches and all that, to get it working properly. So, you know, otherwise they would have pulled it off Steam, right, or something like that. But, yes and no. On that is the answer to that, and kind of works. So. No, first things first, once again, go into the Steam discussion forum things, as is the custom. I mean, that's the routine. That's what you do. There's like a troubleshooting guide in there, and a couple troubleshooting guides, actually. They're all pinned at the top of the thread, like, you know, look at that. And I mean, I was expecting that, and just, yeah, I mean, just the main fix there is just like, it's just like a patch you download, and you copy, you know, just you copy this. It's just like a Word document type thing, a little notepad, just people, whatever. I don't know how well that works exactly, but it's just like, you just copy this crap into the folder where the game is, and it just fixes a bunch of stuff. And that's not that bad. So a lot of the patches work. I know, like, Rage is the same thing. Rage is kind of a disaster on PC. Well, it is a disaster on PC. But just like, I just download this notepad thing and just copy it into the folder, and it works. I mean, it's not too bad as far as those things go. So I'm like, all right, let's do that first off the bat. And just like, this is the patch, apparently the main patch. So I do that and just start up the game and see what happens. And the game doesn't like just boot up on its own either. I mean, you can't just like click on it and it launches. It just like comes up with a separate launcher and just for a Deadly Premonition type of deal. And, it's just like, yeah, it's just like, all right, you know, set the key bindings and, you know, get the controller options like that type of shit. Which is like, yeah, it's kind of cool too. I actually kind of like that concept. It's because, I said before, I've had problems with these games that like start up and it's like right off the bat it starts and it's just like right into the game and everything's all screwed, you know, everything's all screwy. But in this case, what I want in that case is like, you know, graphics options you can play with, you know what I mean, set it to like the right resolution and whatever, set your options for that type of thing. But this is literally just like key bindings, I think, and just like this, I think that might be like full screen, like that type of thing. But yeah, there's no graphics options in the Deadly Premonition launcher, you know what I mean? It's just nothing like that. It's just like, all right, so I'm just like, all right, yeah, I'm going to use a controller, hopefully. It's just like, all right, it's a controller, just whatever, full screen, just launch it and see what happens. And yeah, as soon as I launch it, like right off the bat, the little Steam overlay thing pops up in like the lower right corner, and that's all like super like pixelated, you know, pixelated and like blurry and stuff, and just, you know, low resolution, and, you know, the graphics that are coming up on the game are all like blurry and all that, you know, the same thing, like pixelated, looks like Vaseline smeared all over the screen. But again, that's old hat for me at this point. I remember, if you remember, the Telltale Batman game, I had the same problem with that type of thing. So I'm like, all right, I know what to do here. So I just quit out of the game. You know, just right click on the whatever the EXE, the file. You know, go to properties, the little checkbox for disable high DPI scaling or whatever. Make that on or off, whatever it was. You do the opposite. I don't really remember, but it's just like, I know that's what it is. So I click that and check that or uncheck it, whatever. And just, reboot it, and hey, it works again. It's just old ad at this point. It's what you got to do. And yeah, then the game seems okay. I mean, it controls a little bit funky, but at least it's like running. It seems okay. It's like, it seems playable now. It's fine. Until it crashes. The game just crashes about, an hour or so in, just whatever. Deadly Premonition has stopped working, looking for problems, like that type of thing. It's just, I don't know, okay, great. Close it, and it's like, all right, here we go. That's not going to be enough, apparently. It's just using that patch and, fixing the pixelated shit. So it's going to research mode, research time. And I'm going to have to dig deeper into the troubleshooting guide. And it's like, oh, okay, you need a frame limit or two, it's saying, to make it run. So, good thing I've got that covered too from before. So, good old Bandicam to the rescue once again. Easy fix. Something, again, I've already dealt with this like last time. So, do that too. Again, boot it up with the frame limiter and the patch going. And yeah, play for a little bit longer, and then, hey, about an hour in, once again, the game crashes. This is the same type of thing. So it's like, all right, time to dig my heels in here. Just go step by step, just pretty much like fix by fix, like everything. Like, what do I have to do here? Everything I can possibly do to get this shit running for more than an hour without crashing. So then I found like a different patch, a newer one, I think, a newer patch, I'm guessing. And again, it's the same thing, just like a text file. But this thing, like, where it's posted on the discussion, it's saying like, all right, here's the text file, but you got to go in and like manually like change like some of the shit that's in the text file. You got to like manually set like resolution and blah blah blah, like graph, like fidelity and all that crap. So I'm like, all right, okay, I'll just do that. And I think there's like a couple like texture packs that you could download to make like the fonts in the game for the menus, make those like higher resolution. It's like, that's really dumb. Like, whatever. I don't really care, but it's okay. Like, whatever. Again, I'm just like, everything I can throw at this game to make it work, let's just do that. Again, just kind of years of people like poking around and trying to fix this thing. Let's just do everything possible to make it run. So I do that. And there's even a mod to make like the colors in the colors in the game look warmer. And that might sound stupid, and it kind of is, I guess. I mean, just feel like, oh yeah, it makes the colors like look warmer. But I didn't notice when I was playing the game, it did look like way like whiter, like lighter. Everything was like paler. Then I remember playing it when I played it on the 360, and I remember like, I think they put like a same thing. It was like the director's cut of the game or whatever. I don't know exactly what's different, but I remember they released something like that on the PS3. Like a couple of years after the 360. I remember like looking at screenshots of that and being like, that's like really like white, like light and looks like washed out type of deal. So it's like, oh, this whatever color pack makes it look more like the 360 version. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Again, just again, everything that's on it, I'm just going to throw it in there and just see what happens. So, I do that. I'm checking that mod out, like that color mod. And yeah, it just brings you to like somebody's like website or whatever that made it, I guess. And there's these comparison screenshots and shit. And, it just looks, just like before and after, like, this is with the mod, without the mod, and it, looks better obviously with the mod, and it's not like washed out. So I'm like, yeah, I'll definitely like install that. So I do that. Yeah, and that's like, like something like that, like the color mod, like that's the kind of thing where I just think like, all right, like some modders, they've really like dug into this game, you know what I mean? Again, it's been out for years, pretty famously broken game, you know what I mean? So it's like people must have really like dug in here and like really just gone nuts, especially to the point where to the point of somebody going like it's again like the website those comparison shots, like it makes it look like somebody went like scene by scene and like maybe like tweaked the colors, you know what I mean, like fucking like fixed manually like every like color in the game like for every scene, like oh this looks better like this, like this I was just thinking because I'm an idiot I guess. So I'm just like if they're going like that deep into it, they're worried about how it looks like type of deal, like it must mean the game is fixed again with all this crap like plugged into it, I hope. But so I try it with all that stuff, and it turns out that mod is really not that sophisticated at all, like I was thinking. not that I'm not saying it's like something that I would know how to do or anything like that, but it's literally just like applying like a filter, like a warm color tone filter over the entire game, like that's it, just like filter over the game, the entire game, and it's like, yeah, this definitely does look better for sure, but the menus and all that, they're oversaturated, you know, it's just like the fix for that, you know, it's because again, it's just bumping up all the colors in the game completely, so the menus looked fine before, but now it's like, they're kind of like too saturated type of deal. But then the guy's like, oh, you know, the fix for that is you can toggle the filter on and off. There's like a hotkey on the keyboard. If that bothers you in the menus, it's like, yeah, whatever. You know, I'm not going to go that. I'm not complaining about it. It's just, again, it's cool that somebody did that and all, but it's just like, change the colors completely, but it looks better. But as I'm playing, it's like, the game's still crashing. Like, you know, it's still doing the same thing. Like every hour and a half or so, it's crashing. So, you know, I'm dicking around, like, you know, in the settings, like the compatibility mode settings, like in Windows type of deal. I mean, there's all, you know, all these conflicting like instructions again, like these threads in there, and it's just like people are like back and forth, like, oh no, don't use that, use this compatibility mode, like that type of thing, you know, get it, they want you to run the game in Windows 7 mode, and then like, you know, other people like, oh no, you gotta run it in Windows Vista mode, and or, you know, or run the game in Windows 98 mode, but run like the launcher that comes up, run that in like Windows 8 mode, and run it as, you know, run the launcher as an administrator in the game like normally, and just like, dude, this is ridiculous. I'm just trying different things just to see what works, and like nothing like some of that doesn't even work, period. Like it's like, you know, try Windows 98 mode, and it's like, no, the game just doesn't launch at all. I just am like, the only thing that works that seems to like launch is like the default that came with it, which is like Windows 8 or whatever. And yeah, again, so it's still crashing. The game's still crashing every hour and a half. Like none of that worked. So yeah, and here's the thing about Deadly Premonition. I mean, it's just such a, like a complete like time sink. Not really time sink, more like a time waste of time game, I guess. I mean, and I don't mean that in like a bad way. You know what I mean? It's just like an open world, like super chill out type of game, and fucking, you know, the game's about, it's a murder mystery type of deal. You know, you're in a small town, and just like the point is you're in this like real small town where nothing happens. You know, it's just, there's kind of like a big meta joke going on of, you know, everything's kind of dragging on, moving slowly type of thing. Everything takes forever there. And so it's just like, you know, if you're rushing through the game of just like, I have like an hour, you know, an hour before this game crashes, I want to do everything I can like as fast as possible. It's like, it's kind of not playing it right. You know, you're doing it wrong type of deal. I mean, there's all this like minutia in there. You know, you have like hunger and sleep meters and that type of thing, almost like The Sims or something like that. And you know, you have to take that into account, or you know, it's just like, oh, you know, you have to like shave and like change your clothes, that, you know, that type of shit. And yeah, I mean, you don't actually have to shit in the game, but I mean, there's just like, you know, a bunch of like stupid little mini games in there too. You know, like fishing mini games, and like little races you can do, and They're just, you know, all like terrible, all terrible, and they all kind of take way too long. But that I mean, that's kind of, again, part of the charm of just like this game. You're in this small town, and you know, everything moves slow when you're just, you know, that type of thing. You're supposed to be chilling out, just fucking like wasting time type of deal. I'll dig it more into the game later, but. I mean, it was just like the point is, it was like you don't want to be worrying about the game crashing when you're playing. You don't want to have like this timer hanging over your head, that, you know, as you're like peeking through people's windows and like that type of shit, and just dicking around driving for like 20 minutes, like in this barren fucking highway in the middle of nowhere. Or you know, there's a bunch of like long cutscenes in the game too, and it's just like, dude, I want to be like watching this like tensed up, like, oh, is the game gonna crash? Like that sucks. So yeah, that was another problem there. The game crashing, and you know what that is? I mean, can you guess why the game crashes after you play it for like an hour and a half, pretty consistently? Yeah, it's a memory leak again. It's just this massive fucking checklist of problems with this fucking game. Again, I knew it was going to be fucked up, but so yeah, I mean, it was just like, all right, well, what do you do to fix the memory leak? I mean, nobody knows apparently, because it's not, you know, again, it's just fucking people just like, oh, this is, you know, it's detailed of like, oh, this is why this happens, this is why there's a memory leak, and then like no fix for it really. Or again, is nobody's like bothered to dig into like the code of that game like that deep to fix it? Like, again, I don't know what you would have to do. It's just like, whatever. Again, all these threads I'm reading, it's like, no, the game is gonna crash on you eventually. No, like, no matter what you do, like, no matter like how much you patch it, until like somebody fixes that memory leak problem, I guess. Like, it's gonna crash like eventually. So again, it's just like, oh, you just kind of have to set up the best case scenario for yourself to keep it running as long as possible. It's just like, you know, no Steam overlays, no nothing. Just, you know, your best bet is you're supposed to like, before you play the game, just like restart your computer, and like that should be like the first thing you open up or whatever after like Steam or the Bandicam, obviously. But it's fucking just like, oh, open. Just make sure, like, you know, if it crashes, like, you can't just, don't just open it up again, because it's going to, like, crash even sooner, like, the next time, like, type of deal. So just restart your computer entirely and play that, like, first thing off the bat, and pretty much, like, hope for the best type of deal. Yeah, then I found yet another fix for it. It's just, like, some additional program to, like, boost your virtual memory when you're playing the game or some bullshit, because if you remember from Friday the 13th, my awesome explanation there of what a memory leak is. Yeah, it's just because it's just the game's like constantly writing data to the RAM without ever, like, it doesn't go, again, it doesn't like go anywhere, it doesn't get like expunged or whatever. It's just keeps writing shit into the RAM. So yeah, this program is pretty much like, all right, well, it's gonna crash, but this will give you like double the space type of deal, so that it's gonna, you know, it'll take twice as long to crash, like, you know, but again, it's still going to crash regardless of what you do. But this will like give you more time. So, oh, and the other thing too, kind of minor, but. Yeah, when I'm streaming the game and I'm playing, you know, same shit. I mean, just what I usually do is using OBS to do it, and yeah, OBS won't recognize it as like a full screen game, because, you know, it is this fucking like Frankenstein monster of just fucking like patches and programs running and all this bullshit. You know, it's just like everything, all this crap like stitched together to fucking make it like hobble along to make it run. So it's like, all right, well, when I'm doing it, I can't just do like the normal like full screen, just, you know, capture it in OBS as a full screen game type of deal, which takes up like less, you know, less memory and all that. But it's like, oh, I can't do that, so I got to do it like capture the entire like desktop screen type of deal, like that type of thing. because it doesn't, again, I'm just running off. I was running off this fucking weird program to make it run. So as I'm going, it's fucking, like, I'm looking at the stream, and it's fucking, like, all off-center. There's, like, black bars on, like, either side, and it's, like, all over the place, but, like, that kind of sucks. But that's kind of, like, the least of my worries. It's fucking, like, it looks weird on the stream, but it's, like, you can see it anyway. You know, it's not, like, too bad, but you can just tell, like, how jacked up it is. Like, it's not really, like, a real resolution or whatever, like a real size. It's just kind of like, all right, it's full screen on my screen, but in the stream, it's like off center to the side. It's like, I don't know. There's nothing I can really do about that. And to top it all off too, if you want to know the truth of why I'm wasting everybody's time with this tirade, you know, I'm doing all this shit with this game, fucking deadly, you know, trying to get Deadly Premonition to work, just, you know, back and forth, like, you know, this patch, that patch. I go back, test it, opening it up, and it crashed, it froze, closed the game, fucking, you know, again, I'm playing with a controller, so it's kind of like I'm putting the mouse and the keyboard away, grab the controller, test something else out, and yeah, the cords are getting all tangled up and shit, and just, you know, that type of deal is just bad, moving everything around, and again, obviously I'm getting more and more pissed off, and I'm rushing through, and it's like, please something work, and so yeah, at one point of that, of me fucking, you know, moving my controller, my keyboard, my mouse, and all that, my controller's like on the side of my bed, and I'm reaching for the mouse and keyboard. And, you know, the controller gets knocked over, it falls on the ground, and the thing just fucking, like, shatters, like everywhere. This is my Xbox Elite controller. The thing just fucking shatters. The thumbsticks and the D-pads just pop off, go, like, flying across the fucking room. And I'm just, like, I'm looking at it, like, ah, oh, Jesus Christ. It's fucking, you know, both thumbsticks off, no D-pad, just like, ah, oh, man. But, it's kind of like designed to do that. I'm just like looking at it and fucking just like, oh man, that sucks. But this happened before. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's fucking, you know, the Xbox Elite controllers, like, you know, the sticks and all that, the D-pad, they're all like magnetic. You're supposed to be able to pop them off and put other shit on. So I'm like, all right, no big deal. Just the fact that when it hit the ground so hard, like, I'm just like, I was just looking for those for like a while. Just like, I gotta find these. You know what I mean? It's just fucking like no idea. It's like tucked up under a bunch of shit. But whatever, I found them. I snap them back on. I'm like, all right, it seems fine. Like, whatever. Again, I'm used to that. That's supposed to happen, I think. So I pop him back on, then I start playing the game, and it's like, dude, I can't move, like, the character won't move at all, and of course, I'm like, what's going on, like, is the game broken again, like, what's up, I mean, in the, you know, the something I did that fucking made it so the guy can't move now, or what, and, you know, in the game, you're supposed to hold the left bumper to aim. So, yeah, when the controller dropped on the ground, it must have felt like just right, like right on the left bumper. Did this, the thing's jammed into the fucking, the controller, like inside of itself. So I'm just like, fucking, like, God, Jesus Christ, you know, just like the thing's like jammed up. So I'm like, all right, this sucks, but I'm just like, all right, I just took a minute and just kind of dug around and like dug it out. And eventually the thing just fucking popped out, just, you know, just me like fishing into it, like reaching to the fucking controller and just like holding it and like dragging it out. But I'm like, all right, well, it's still clicking, it still works good, you know, it seemed like everything seemed fixed, that's fine. And then the controller just stopped working, like altogether, just fucking faded out, no power, no fucking. The Xbox button on the top wasn't lit up. I'm just like, dude, what the hell's going on here, dude? Like, it just, like, died, like, completely. I'm like, oh, it's not batteries. The thing's plugged in. I don't know. So I started jiggling the cord around and fucking, like, if I hold it in a certain spot, like, it lights up and it vibrates and it connects. But I'm just like, if I let go of the cord, though, it's just, like, dead again. It's great, you know what I mean? This is the way fucking almost all my controllers have shit the bed. All my Xbox controllers, Xbox One controllers that I've owned, more or less every one of them is fucking something to do with that cord, like it, like being connected, like, You know, if you drop them and the USB connector like jams into the fucking the power plug, you know, where it plugs in, it bends the pins and whatever it does. I don't know what the fuck is what's going on there, but it's just fucking like, dude, if you hit that thing, like that's it. Like this, the thing's fucking junk. Like the USB, the cord is probably fucked up. The controller connector is fucked up. Yeah, they're junk. So I just thought they might have fixed that with the Elite controller, just, you know, because, you know, the things like heavy duty, like it's got like a different like heavy duty cord and all that shit, but apparently not. So this is like, dude, this control is done. Like it's completely done. Like there's nothing I can do about this. So I mean, is that my fault for not being careful with it? Maybe, but it's just like, yeah, I was fucking pissed. Like, I still am. I'm still pissed about it, actually. It's like, I had to order another controller and just fucking, like, $150 fucking bucks. You know what I mean? It's fucking unreal how expensive they are. But, I mean, I broke up my old corded 360 controller to play for a little bit. It's like, I could just play with this and it's like, whatever. But, yeah, that would have been perfectly fine. I was like, nah, I like the Xbox. I like how that thing feels. I mean, the Elite controller is awesome. It's nice and heavy. It's great. But it's just like, I can't believe that. It's fucking same thing. It's just fucking, if you drop it on the cord, it's still going to fucking break. So I was just fucking pissed. I'm just like, dude, fucking Deadly Premonition just cost me like $150 bucks trying to fucking fix this shit. So yeah, a lot of frustration, a lot of wasted time, and yeah, the funny thing is, it's like, I'm going through all this bullshit, and like, researching through all the PC fixes, articles, and the forums, and all that. I thought it was fun. I was just fucking like reading through, and all these fucking comments, like, oh, you know, once you get all these fixes in, you know, the PC version of the game is the definitive way to play, it's the way you want to play. It's like, dude, no. No, you fucking, it's just like, dude, you fucking PC people, PC elitists, you guys are fucking, like, retarded, you know what I mean? It's just fucking, dude, that shit's fucking horrible. So I go, no, the game's gonna crash every hour, but no, it's still the way to play. Like, it's like, no, it's like, I kind of feel like an asshole. Like, you should just play the fucking 360 version, you know? That's my conclusion to this little story anyway, the moral of the story, if you will. Yeah, just anybody saying fucking PC Master Race this and fucking PC Master Race fucking that. Yeah, that type of bullshit. And again, I say this as somebody who primarily plays fucking shit on the PC. Yeah, they're lying. They're lying to you. Fucking, yeah. Certain games fucking look and run better on fucking PC, obviously, and you can find the games cheaper most of the time. But seriously, fuck off with this fucking broken game nonsense. That shit's a fucking mess. Again, this is one of those deals you fucking hear, like, oh no, everything's fixed now. Everything's fucking perfect. Just no, this fucking PC games are still pretty fucked up and broken. But yeah. So anyway, video games, we should just fucking skip the actual process of playing and talking about video games completely this week and just leave it at technical talk that went on for like an hour. But again, it's probably for the best because, again, I'm fucking trying to be a quiet as a mouse over here. But this here, a little news story of Pinball FX3 is coming out eventually at some point. I mean, that's cool. Maybe. I guess it's going to play all the old Pinball FX2 tables. And I'm assuming they're making some new ones too. I don't know if there's going to fucking a remaster of Pinball FX2 would be kind of weird. But I don't know what's different from 2 to 3. I don't know. I have no idea, but it is coming out. And yeah, that's the news there. That was the news story. But though I will say this, as far as pinball goes, and it's kind of relevant to why I'm eating my mic right now. just because, you know, my niece is here, and she's like fucking now 8 or 9 or something like that. I don't know. And yeah, again, I said she's been fucking bursting into my fucking room sporadically. Just fucking one time, I was fucking dead asleep, and that was pretty creepy. I just fucking woke up in a pitch black room with a fucking little blonde girl staring at me, standing over me. It's fucking, it's like she's fucking one of the children of the corn or some shit like that. And, you know, and she's fucking, she's in here because it's the only room in the house with the fucking air conditioning pretty much. And she's fucking like asking a million questions because she's fucking like 9 and fucking, it's like, why are you always in your room? It's fucking, it's because I fucking hate people and my video games are here pretty much. But yeah, it's just like fucking like, and she wants to play something. So it's fucking like, hey, you know, pinball. I mean, it's probably fucking pretty good. Perfect for fucking, you know, kid who doesn't fucking really play video games. You know, it's just fucking like 2 buttons, fucking left flipper, right flipper, and fucking like launcher or whatever. But so I'm like, I don't know, it's fucking like something dumb and simple, like, here you go, and fucking, you know, I had no clue she'd give a shit about it. I mean, it was fucking like, pinball is fucking old as shit, and fucking, you know, these young whippersnappers with their smartphones and their designer drugs and all that shit. But yeah, I mean, she ended up fucking like loving it. I mean, I couldn't fucking get her to go away after she started playing. I'm like, dude, and like, she's sitting there like playing for like hours, and fucking, you know, she wants to play all the tables and all that shit. So, I mean, I was like second guessing. It's like, you know, looking at some of the tables, just fucking like, like South Park. I mean, it's probably not a good idea of like for her, you know. I mean, Doom, obviously. I mean, it's like fucking, I'll let her check that out because, you know, it's Doom. You know, fucking like Doom, whatever. And she liked that. And fucking like, you know, it's Spider-Man, all the fucking Marvel ones and all that shit. Like, that's fine, obviously. And you know, then there's fucking like the aliens tables. I mean, those are kind of like questionable, but it's fucking just like, I think like when I was her age, I was playing with fucking like aliens action figures and shit. And I fucking love those movies and shit. So I'm like, oh yeah, fine. Play that, play aliens. And yeah, I thought that was pretty fucking, pretty funny because, you know, it's playing like all these clips from the movies and all that, you know, the fucking like Game Over Mans and like, you know, all these like references from the movies, and fucking, you know, she has no idea who fucking like Ripley is on the screen. I thought it was pretty funny. But anyway, yeah, pinball's cool. So it's like fucking, you know, as I'm playing with her, it's fucking, I want to play that, and fucking like, I don't have that table, but I ended up buying a bunch of tables because they're all like a couple dollars. It's on like the Steam summer sale and all that. So that worked out well. I mean, it's fucking stocking up on all these new tables for, you know, I wasn't even thinking about fucking the game, you know what I mean? It's fucking just, three's coming out, and again, the tables, you know, the tables from 2 are going to carry over, so it's like, ah, cool, these tables are all like a buck, and I'm buying them all now anyways. That's not too bad. But, so, yeah, fucking Deadly Premonition. How about that? I mean, I did get it working. I played a bunch of that too, but yeah, I think we're just gonna, that's it. We'll call it here. Again, it's fucking, probably sounds like shit, but you gotta do what you gotta do. I mean, that's the way the world works. And yeah, gruntfreepress.com. Yeah, that's the website. And podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And yeah, hopefully we'll be back to normal, whatever that, I still don't know what that means, but hopefully I won't be fucking eating my mic and fucking whispering next week. That's it. 4th of July too today, so happy Independence Day. Yeah, if you're in America, and if not, I don't know. Don't. stay out. Stay away from me. Stay away from my country. Valley girl, she's a valley girl. Valley girl, she's a valley girl. Okay, fine, for sure. She's a valley girl and a falling star. Okay, fine, for sure. She's a,
like, oh my god!
Valley girl.
Like, totally.
Valley girl.
And Cena's like so bitchin'.
Valley girl.
There's like,
stuff. I like buy the neatest mini skirts and stuff. It's like so bitchin' because like everybody's like super, super nice. It's like so bitchin'. Like,
on Ventura, there he goes. She just bought some bitchin' clothes. Tosses her head and flips her hair. She had a whole bunch of nothing in there.
Anyway, he goes, are you into S&M? I go, oh, right. Could you, like, just picture me in, a, like, a leather teddy? Yeah, right. Hurt me. I'm sure, no way. He was, like, freaking me out. He called me a beastie. That's just, like, he's totally blissed. He goes, like, bag your face, I'm sure. I'm like so sure, like barf me out, gag me with a spoon.
That idea to cross her mind, and something to do with where to find a pair of jeans to fit her butt, and where to get her toenails cut.
So like I go into this like salon place, you know, and I want like to get my toenails done, and the lady like goes, oh my god, your toenails are like so grody. It was like really embarrassing. She's like, oh my god, like bag those toenails. I'm like, sure. She goes, I don't know if I can handle this, you know. I was like really embarrassed. That's gonna be really like a total bummer. I'm freaking out, I'm sure. Like those things that like stick in your mouth are so gross. You gotta get saliva all over them. But like, I don't know, it's gonna be cool, you know. I'll buy some like see my smile. It'll be like really cool. Except my like teeth are like too small. But no biggie. So awesome. It's like tubular, you know. Well, I'm not like really ugly or anything. It's just like, I don't know. You know me, I'm like into the like the clean stuff, like Pac-Man, and like I don't know, like my mother like makes me do the dishes. It's like so gross, like all the stuff like sticks to the plate, and it's like somebody else's food, you know? It's like grody to the max. I'm sure it's like really nauseating. Like barf out, gag me with a spoon. Gross. I am sure. Totally.